Friends, how about it? Aren't you finding these pretty busy days? There's your regular full-time job, those spare-time jobs around the house, civilian defense duties, to mention but a few. It's no wonder, then, that common complaints such as headaches, occasional acid indigestion and distress after meals, and muscular aches and pains are all the more common these days. Well, let me tell you something. Those of us who keep Alka-Seltzer in our homes know that there's a mighty fast, pleasant way to get real relief for these and other similar ailments. Is yours an Alka-Seltzer home? Well, it should be, because Alka-Seltzer can be mighty helpful mighty often. You better get a 30 or 60-cent size package of these modern effervescent tablets from your druggist right away, and let Alka-Seltzer help you over the rough spots when the going gets a little tough. Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, all those citizens who were quarantined in the store with Cedric and his measles ended their confinement yesterday by locking the nurse, Sylvia Lunsford, in the feed room and quietly walking out the front door. When Miss Lunsford finally got out, she indignantly quit her nursing job, much to Lum and Abner's joy. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot 'em Down store and library taking care of convalescent Cedric.
Listen. Doggone it, Mr. Abner. Why can't I get up and go home now?
Because Doc Miller says you ought to stay in bed one more day. That's why, Cedric.
Well, why didn't Mr. Doc make all them other fellas come back to the store and be quarantined some more?
Well, he examined all of them and said they didn't need to be quarantined.
Well, I ain't sick neither. Why don't somebody listen to me? I keep telling you I ain't sick.
Well, the doctor ought to know, Cedric.
It is sure a relief not to have all them other fellas living here in the store no more. That was the worst one mix-up I believe I ever got into.
Oh, that was awful. I just got to where I was starting to hate myself, even.
I sort of miss that Miss Lunsford, though.
Miss her?
Yes, Mom, she was nice.
Nice? You call that bossing around she done being nice?
Yes, Mom.
For goodness sakes, Henry.
She done all my thinking for me. She told me if I felt bad or good, or if I was hungry or not, or if I was sleepy or not. She was a handy woman to have around.
Yeah, she might have been handy for a feller like you, Cedric, but I'd just as lief have a wildcat or a lion around. Be a heap more friend than her, I know that.
Yeah, I just hope we never done the wrong thing by locking her up in the feed room yesterday.
Well, we had to do something, Mom. We couldn't have went on that away no longer.
I know it, but she's awful mad at us now.
Oh, yeah.
And so is her brother, Uncle Henry Lunsford.
He is.
Yeah, that's what worries me.
Yeah, doggy, that's right. I plumb forgot about him.
Yeah, Mary's probation term's just about up now, and Uncle Henry will be more anxious than ever before to have her sent back to the reformatory.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to get even with us.
Yeah, that stank in the weeds.
And since we've been quarantined in here, we ain't been able to look out for Mary and keep her out of trouble.
Oh, well, she's all right, Lum. I just talked to Elizabeth on the phone a little bit ago, and she said Mary's just doing fine, being an awful good girl.
Well, I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
I know it in reason she would be, but...
Yeah.
Long as we got Mary this far through their probations, I'd hate to have something happen to ruin everything right at the last minute.
Well, I don't think it will,
What's this stuff about probations you fellas are talking about?
Huh? Oh, my goodness, we've been talking in front of C-E-D-R-I-K, Long.
It's C-E-D-R-I-C, Mr. Abner.
Huh?
I asked my mama about that the other day. But what was that you was talking about, that P-R-O-B-A-T-I-O-N-S?
Well, it's...
Listen, Cedric, just forget whatever you hear it. Act like you never heard it at all.
Yeah, that's it, Cedric. Just forget it.
Yes, Mom. I'll forget it. That is, if I can recollect what it is I'm supposed to forget.
Yeah, well, just...
Trouble of it is, when I get to recollecting what it is I'm supposed to forget, I start recollecting it again.
Yeah, well, just try hard, Cedric, to forget it. That's the thing.
Yeah, Admiral, I believe I'll go back in the feed room and try to get some sleep.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Long.
I ain't hardly slept a wink the last few nights here. I believe now I can sleep sitting up.
Well, go right ahead and get some rest, Long. I'll look after Cedric.
Yeah, well, good. I more than likely won't sleep very long.
Well, rest as long as you want to. I'll take care of everything.
Hey, Mr. Abner, will you read me another story?
Huh?
That and about Pinky Winky.
Law me, Cedric, I've read that thing to you 6 times since you've been sick here now.
Yes, Mom, but I'd like to hear it again.
Oh.
Special that part where Pinky Winky wants to be a gold-colored fish and swim underwater. Boy, read that part to me, Mr. Abner.
I ain't gonna do it, Cedric.
Well, there's some other stories in that same book. Read me one of them, then.
Oh.
Wait, will you do that, Mr. Abner?
Cedric, them stories are for young'uns. I feel downright silly reading that prattle-prattle to a grown boy like you.
Well, just read one story, Mr. Abner, on account of me being so sick.
Huh?
Please, will you?
Well, all right, if it'll make you feel better. Just one, though.
Just one?
Just doing this because you're sick. Whereabouts is the book at, Cedric?
It's right on that shelf right there beside you.
Oh, yeah. Here it is.
I miss Miss Lunsford and her happy fun games. I sure enjoyed it. Read that about Pinky Winky. That's the one I like. Boy, he wanted to swim underwater like a goldfish. He just sunk right to the bottom.
Well, be quiet, Cedric. You expect me to read to you.
Yes, Mom.
Once upon a long time ago, there was a little pig.
Oh, Pinky Winky was a rabbit.
Huh?
Cottontail rabbit. And he wanted to swim underwater.
Cedric, if you're going to interrupt me all the time, I ain't going to read this to you.
Yes, Mom.
There was a little pig named Snorter.
Snorter.
And little Snorter was a very unhappy pig because he did not have a cute curly tail like his brother pigs.
That's sad.
Snorter was so ashamed of his looks that he did not want to be around the other pigs.
What other pigs?
His brothers.
Whose brothers?
Snorter, Cedric.
Oh.
So one
pig... Well, who's Snorter?
For the land's sake, Snorter's the one this story's about, Cedric. He's the pig that never had no curly tail.
Well, I thought it was about Pinky Winky.
No, that's another story, Cedric.
Oh. I wish Pinky Winky was in this. He's my favorite.
Yeah, I know.
Next to Miss Pruneface. Read that part where Pinky Winky goes hippity-hop, hippity-hop.
Cedric, now you be quiet if you want to hear this story.
Yes, Mom.
So one day, Snorter ran away from home. He had not gone very far when he became tired, so he sat down on a rock. Now, it just so happened that this rock was a wishing rock, but Snorter did not know this.
Didn't know what, Mr. Ambrose?
Didn't know it was a wishing rock.
Who didn't?
Snorter.
Oh.
He put
Who's his... Snorter?
He's the pig I'm reading to you about, Cedric.
Well, when do we get to the part about Pinky Winky?
Cedric, I told you that's a different story. Now, just be quiet. Quit
interrupting.
I'm going
to read it myself, then.
Snorter put his head in his hands and said...
Can he do that?
Huh?
Take his head off and put him in his hands?
Well, that's what it says here, Cedric.
Boy, that's a pretty good trick. I believe I'm beginning to like Snorter.
Yeah, that's good. He put his head in his hands and sadly he said... Oh, I wish I had a cute curly tail like my brother pigs have.
Well, if he can do that trick, he don't need to have no curly
tail. Be quiet, Cedric. No sooner had Snorter said this than he looked around and was surprised to see that he had a cute curly tail like his brother pigs.
Did he put his head back on before he looked around there, or could he just hold his head and his hand back of him and look at the tail?
I don't know, Cedric. It don't say. Snorter was very happy that he now looked as handsome as his brothers. But then he...
Snorter wanted to have a curly tail like his brothers, didn't he?
Yeah. But then he decided that he wanted to look even more handsome than his brothers.
He didn't want two tails, did he?
Well, I don't know. I ain't got to that part, Cedric. So he said, Oh, I wish I had a pair of gold and silver wings. That's what he wanted.
But read that part again where he takes his head off. I like that.
Cedric, be quiet now. And no sooner had he said this than there was on his back a pair of gold and silver wings. Well, I do know. Snorter was so happy that he jumped up from the wishing rock and said, Now I will fly home and show my brothers I am the most handsome pig in all the world.
Must be some trick to taking your head off that way.
So Snorter flapped his goat, Cedric. Don't do that. What are you trying to do, twisting
nothing,
your neck that
nothing,
way?
Nothing, I wasn't trying to.
You're going to hurt yourself. You can't take your head off if that's what you're trying to do, Cedric.
I know it.
Be quiet. Let me finish this story now. So Snorter flapped his gold and silver wings. Flap, flap, flap. But, alas, he could not fly.
Do that again, that flap, flap, flap. That's exciting.
Yeah, just be quiet. So Snorter said, I will do like the birds do and fly out of a tall tree. So he climbed to the top of the tallest tree he could find and got
Did he take his head with him?
Why, sure, natural, Cedric. And he jumped and flapped his wings as hard as he could. Flap, flap, flap.
Oh, boy, flap, flap, flap.
But alas, the gold and silver wings were too heavy, and poor Snorter started falling straight to the earth.
For goodness sake, Abner, I wish you'd cut out all this prittle-prattle.
Huh?
And I ain't been able to sleep a wink on account of all this talking you and Cedric been doing in here.
Well, we'll be done here in just a second.
You're done right now. Here, give me that book.
Well, now, wait a minute. Don't take that. What are you going to do with it, Lon?
This is what I'm going to do with it. Just watch this.
Why, doggies, you throwed it right out the window, Lon.
That's right. Now, maybe I can get some sleep.
Well, now, Lum, I just got to the exciting part there where Snorter got up in the...
I know. I heard every word you read.
Yeah, but now, Lum, I want to know what happened to Snorter. Or, I mean, that is, Cedric does. I ain't much interested myself.
Well, even a boy as old as Cedric oughtn't to be interested in no children's books.
Huh?
Two grown men wasting their time on bedtime stories. If that don't beat the bugs of hiding.
And I do know. Cedric... Why didn't you speak up in the Snorter to find out what happened to Snorter?
Oh, I don't much care what happened to him. Pinky Winky's the one I like.
Now, listen, Cedric, you know good and well you want to find out if Snorter gets killed or not.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do, too. I tell you what, why don't you tell me to sneak outside and get that book again and finish the story for you?
No, I believe I want to sleep now, Mr. Abner. I'm kind of tired.
You ain't no such a thing. Go on now. Beg me to go out there and get it, Cedric.
What for?
Why, cause you're anxious to know how the story come out. Look out the window there and see where Lom throwed the book, Cedric.
Oh, he threw it right over here from him. Well, I'll be doggone. It's gone.
Gone?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness, somebody must have picked it up, stole it. That belongs to our library, too.
No, here it is. There it is.
Huh?
Somebody's sitting out there reading it.
All right, doggies, I'm going out there and take it away from them. Who is it?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, it's Mr. Lum.
You know, it's far better to be safe than sorry, as the old saying goes. And that's especially true where your health's concerned. So start right now to help maintain your body's reserve of vitamins A and D by taking a single one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablet every day. You're going to need the protection of these important vitamins during the long, hard winter months ahead. Vitamin A to maintain your normal resistance to cold infections, and vitamin D, usually hard to get in the wintertime because of less sunlight, for the help it gives in building and maintaining the formation of strong, healthy teeth and bones. But be sure you ask your druggist for and get the genuine one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets. They're mighty convenient and economical to take because each tablet contains your full basic daily requirements of these two important vitamins. Thus, since you need to take but a single tablet each day, one-a-day A and D tablets are far easier to remember to take than brands which require two or three tablets daily. And for the same reason, they're more economical, naturally. Actually, they cost you just slightly more than a penny a day. And you buy the large size package. So, start now to give every member of your family the protective benefits of vitamins A and D the one-a-day way. Look for the brand with the big one and the name Miles Laboratories on the bright yellow package, at all drugstores.